Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me Arlie Reynolds, the Executive Director for the Sitka Sound Science Center, and Janet Clark, the Education Director for the Sitka Sound Science Center. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning. Great to have you here. We are here to talk about Whale Fest. So we kicked off a morning interview last week, and we're going to get to learn a little bit more about this upcoming big event in Sitka each week. And this week, I get to talk to the two of you. We're going to talk kind of about the overarching theme and what's happening for the full community, and then a little bit about what's happening in the education piece. So I'll turn to you first, Arlie, and remind us what the theme is for Whale Fest this year.
Well, this year's theme is entwined, and what we're looking at is how we can unravel the tangled connections of the natural world that we have with ourselves and the planet around us, how intimately we are actually bound together. And so that has kind of a double entendre. You know, it's about how we are connected to the land and particularly the ocean that we live in and with, but also how sometimes those connections can cause problems like marine mammal entanglement. And so we will actually have some talks about that, and I'll leave that for next week's guests.
Sounds great. But that does touch on an event that will be happening. And I think let's dive into some of the events, some of the things that everyone can get involved in.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's really wonderful that this symposium does have something for everyone. And it's really unique in that way. You know, we have world-class scientists that come in, but the presentations and the activities are for everybody, from school-age students all the way to senior citizens and everything in between. So we start on Wednesday with our Tongass to Table, and that's a wonderful thing that's sponsored by Mary Goddard, and she talks about all the great things that we can harvest from the land and sea here in Sitka, and then actually creates a meal out of those things for the people that attend. It's a super popular one. Then on Thursday, we have our snorkel and sauna, which is so fun. Folks snorkel off Sage Beach by the Science Center, and then they climb into a nice hot sauna, and they get treated with coffee and pastries. On Thursday afternoon, we start our student art show, which we're really excited about, and that's been going on for many, many years, and students have been working hard through the fall to create art for the community for that, and that'll be up all weekend. And Thursday evening, we have the Film Fest, and we're really pleased and grateful this year to have Ben Hamilton's Sitka's Hidden Wonders film. It was shown here all summer, but I know a lot of us are so busy we didn't get to see it. And even if you did, it's worth seeing again. It highlights sort of a year in the Sitka Sound, what happens in the natural world. And he spent almost a decade making this film. Mm-hmm. So there's things that it would take us forever to see, and we can see them all in 40 minutes. It's mm-hmm. from microscopic things to whales. And we're really grateful to the Rotary Club because they've sponsored both the student art show and Ben's film to make that possible for us. Friday morning, we have kayaking on Costaheen. And then we begin also Friday with the market square and the cafe. And then we have our maritime grime Friday evening. On Saturday, we start with scientific illustration with Norm Campbell, always a big hit. And that's going to go both Saturday and Sunday. Those are separate workshops. And of course, Saturday and Sunday, we also have our wildlife cruises with Alan Marine, which are always really popular. Saturday, we also have the fun run and walk. That's a great activity that people really love to participate in. We also have an adult workshop with Ed Lyman on marine mammal entanglement. That's always a hard one to say. And then Saturday evening, we have our trivia, which is super popular as well. And then Sunday morning, marine mammal necropsy. So you can see there's activities starting on Wednesday through all of Whale Fest for virtually everybody in the community.
And such a variety, such a wide variety. So a little bit of something for everyone, their interest level. And that you did just go through a lot. It's exciting how much is packed into just a few short days. And there's even more. There's, of course, the symposium itself and education that we'll talk about soon. But I do want to let listeners know that they can look at that program a little more slowly by going to sitkascience.org. Did I get that right?
That's right. And if you can actually download the whole program, and you can also sign up for any of these events as well as the overall symposium.
And they could do that already? That's available
for
signing
up? It's online and ready to go.
Great. Yeah. So check out sitkascience.org to choose which events you want to go to and sign up for them before they fill up. I think some of them have pretty limited numbers.
Yeah, particularly like Mary's does, because she can only cook for so many people at
a time. Right, right. Well, now I want to draw in Janet to this conversation because there's another huge component happening, which has all to do with the students. And so this is maybe not something that, listeners can sign up for, but they certainly should know what's happening. There's so much happening for students from all across the country. Tell us a little bit about that.
I know, Brooke, everybody who lives in Sitka knows we do not shortchange students here. We have fantastic opportunities for students right in our town, but this now just expands out to both our region, our state, and even outside of our state for students that are both high school age and undergraduates at UAA, UAS, and UAF, all coming together. And sometimes I think when we're talking about Whale Fest, we don't even see this particular population of people that fill our streets and our restaurants and also is housed at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, our neighbor who has over 100 students that will be staying in their dorms in order to participate in Whale Fest. It is this large of an event. It's a way for students to have what I would say is sometimes a pivotal moment in their academic career. They come to this and they see themselves as part of a scientific community, and they are treated as being very valuable parts of that community with the things that we do during Whale Fest. Not just attending a really dynamic set of presentations, which probably spoils them for the rest of their lives and going to science conventions and symposiums, but also the things they get to do in the morning. And some people go, wait, you do things in the morning at Whale Fest? And yeah, students are doing things every morning, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that are workshops related to interests they may have in sciences, in the arts, in culture. All these things are offered for students to sign up in a way that means they get to address their particular interests while being around like-minded students like themselves. And it becomes sort of like what happens when you go to a major event like the state swim meet or something like that. And you suddenly go, oh, I see a person from Juneau or Ketchikan or Diamond High School in Anchorage that feels just like I do about orcas or about jellyfish or whatever it is, right? And it is a great way for students to just launch themselves into what may become something they're really interested in. And in order to do that, it takes a lot of people, right? At any given morning, there is 6 or more workshops going on that students are involved in. And those are facilitated and led by Science Center staff in their areas of interest, like our aquarist Matt Wilson that will be doing beach seining with kids and identifying what we find in the water. And Luca Silva, who works in our geosciences area, he'll be doing a field trip to look at the aspects of landslides in this area. And also people in the community that lead events. And that includes people like Mike Vieira, who will be taking undergraduates into his shop, the Salty Sitkin, for them to actually weld up their own whale to take home as a souvenir of what they did at Whale Fest. An amazing extension of expertise and also just enthusiasm for teaching kids that takes place here.
Yeah, so exciting. I love the way that you described it such an opportunity for people to find like-minded people who really can dive in together into something that they're passionate about. Well, I guess let's take a moment just to highlight one part that the students do that anyone can come to whether it's to volunteer and help out or to watch. And that's the event that kind of kicks off the student part.
It kicks off the high school part for sure. At 8 a.m., they load on buses from the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, travel across the bridge to the UAS campus, and there they begin the Regional Ocean Bowl contest. A really fun event, a quiz bowl-like event that is all about marine science. And it is hosted by the UAS campus and facilitated, led by Dr. Ellen Chenoweth, who makes sure that all these students, whether they have ever participated in an ocean bowl or, hey, they have never touched a buzzer in their life, they get to participate in this quiz bowl. Very fun, very high, fast-moving, extremely fun to do. Kind of fun to watch, too, and that's a possibility. If you'd like to get much more up close and personal to it, though, we probably need around 21 judges for the event. And that would mean you could be a timekeeper, you could be a judge in terms of rule following, or you could read the questions, another important role in that. And if you're interested in that, Ellen Chenoweth is gathering up judges, because she will train. There will be two different trainings offered. She'll train people. It's not that you're thrown in untrained. Ellen Chenoweth's email is found in probably on the website for UAS, but it is E.M. Chenoweth, C-H-E-N-O-W-E-T-H, at alaska.edu. And she would love to take your name for a judge.
Great. So if you're interested in participating, being a volunteer, you can email Ellen now and she'll get you on her list for when the trainings happen. So much going on at Whale Fest for students and the community alike. It's been so fun to speak with Arlie Reynolds, the executive director for the Sitka Sound Science Center, and Janet Clark, the education director for the Sitka Sound Science Center this morning. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you, Brooke.
Thanks for having us, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.